CSX Big Jim's house, 626, 32 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan this morning. We're talking about what blew up my Twitter last night. The Bachelor.
Still blowing up.
Everyone's arguing about this. Now, I will honestly say I've never watched an episode of The Bachelor. I'm not doing as one of these guys who goes like, never watch The Bachelor, like to bench press cars and drink beer. It just never interested me. You watch it, right? A couple?
Every once in a while. I haven't followed it in years. I just think it got a little ridiculous.
Okay, so here's what happened. The season ender, The Bachelor last night, Ari Leyendijk, which if you're a fan of the Detroit Grand Prix, he comes here and does the truck racing too. And former race car driver, good looking guy, obviously. He proposed to Becca instead of Lauren, and then he changed his mind.
I have to follow my heart. Just thinking about the possibility of something with Lauren is making me want to risk it all, just because I really feel like I made a mistake. And so I've decided to call off the engagement and break up with Becca.
Okay.
On national television, broke off an engagement, embarrassed this poor girl. That's why America hates him right now.
Now, in the studio, we were discussing this, 248-398-WCSX. Our producer, Ryan, thinks that it is...
it's ridiculous and fake.
Just staged so she could become the next Bachelorette? Is that your theory?
She's the next Bachelorette, 100%. Okay. And even if it wasn't staged, it was... even if he wanted to do this, it was, okay, well, you're doing it on the show because it's going to set up this, and it's a perfect segue into our next Bachelorette because she was the one who got... you know, screwed over on national TV. Okay. It's a perfect situation. That's why she didn't freak out or do anything crazy.
Our millennial boy is saying that this is set up. I mean, it is reality TV, which the running joke is always the least real thing on TV. So
I don't know. It looked pretty real to me.
Did it really?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he was a creeper, too. Becca kept asking him to leave, like, please go, please go. And he stood there and was, like, kind of creepy in a way.
Ew.
So, like, it might not be fake. It's just... it was set up to happen like this.
And that's the thing. I'm not mad at him for breaking off an engagement because I know a lot of people who, you know, you get to that point and you're like, oh, it's not going to work out. I just don't like the fact that he did it on national television.
I don't know anyone who has publicly professed an engagement, announced their engagement, and then broken it off. Am I in the minority on this? I honestly had one friend, I've told the story years ago, that a friend of mine that he proposed in front of his family on Christmas Day to her, and then when they came back from Christmas break, she gave the ring back because she didn't want to embarrass him in front of his parents, which was a nice thing to do. But that's it. I don't know anyone who's actually legitimately said, you know, sent out the invites and everything else, and then went, we're not getting married.
I do.
Do you?
I know quite a few people that's happened to.
All right, 248-398-WCSX. Happened to you, Ryan?
No, okay. I don't know anybody. I was saying you should have just sent her an email or something. Quick text.